National Weather Service has issued tornado watch number 235, effective until midnight Saturday. This watch includes the following counties in Missouri: Buchanan, Caldwell, Clay, Clinton, Davis, DeKalb, and Ray. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail and damaging winds, in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, tornado watch number 235 has been issued from 6.05 p.m. until midnight Saturday for the following counties: in Missouri, Buchanan, Caldwell, Clay, Clinton, Davis, DeKalb, and Ray. The current time is 6:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The 7-day forecast for Cameron and the surrounding area for tonight: rain and thunderstorms likely before 10 p.m., then rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m., then rain and thunderstorms likely between 11 p.m. and midnight, then rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm between midnight and 2 a.m., then rain and thunderstorms likely, mainly between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Chance for precipitation is 70%. Cloudy, with a low in the middle 60s. South-southwest wind between 8 and 11 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. New rain amounts between 3 quarters and 1 inch possible. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 4 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Chance for precipitation is 60%. Mostly cloudy, with a high around 80. South-southwest wind between 7 and 14 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. New rain amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. For Saturday night, periods of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. Chance for precipitation is 80%. Low in the lower 60s. South-southwest wind between 7 and 10 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 19 miles per hour. New rain amounts between 3 quarters and 1 inch possible. For Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Chance for precipitation is 50%. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly sunny, with a high in the lower 80s. North-northwest wind 5 to 7 miles per hour becoming south. New rain amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. For Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Chance for precipitation is 40%. Mostly cloudy, with a low in the middle 60s. South wind around 7 miles per hour. New rain amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. For Memorial Day, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Chance for precipitation is 50%. Mostly cloudy, with a high in the lower 80s. New rain amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. For Monday night, partly cloudy, with a low in the upper 60s. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely after 1 p.m. Chance for precipitation is 70%. Partly cloudy, with a high in the lower 80s. For Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 1 a.m. Chance for precipitation is 70%. Partly cloudy, with a low in the upper 50s. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, with a high in the lower 70s. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, with a low in the middle 50s. For Thursday, mostly sunny, with a high in the middle 70s. For Thursday night, mostly clear, with a low in the middle 50s. And for Friday, partly cloudy, with a high in the middle 70s. Flash flood watch now in effect through Saturday afternoon. The flash flood watch is now in effect for portions of Kansas and Missouri, including the following areas: in Kansas, Atchison County, Kansas; Donovan, Johnson County, Kansas; Leavenworth, Linn County, Kansas; Miami, and Wyandotte. In Missouri, Bates, Buchanan, Caldwell, Carroll, Cass, Clay, Clinton, Jackson, Johnson County, Missouri, Lafayette, Livingston, Platte, and Ray. through Saturday afternoon. Thunderstorms will develop throughout the area this afternoon through Saturday morning. These storms could produce very heavy rainfall over an area that is already saturated from recent storms. Low-lying and flood-prone areas will be most susceptible to the dangers of flash flooding. Areas near rivers, creeks, and streams will likely become flooded during and immediately after heavy rainfall. Be very careful if driving at night as flood water are very hard to see. A flash flood watch means that conditions may develop that lead to flash flooding. Flash flooding is a very dangerous situation. You should monitor later forecasts and be prepared to take action should flash flood warnings be issued. Repeating, the flash flood watch has been extended until 1 p.m. Saturday for the following counties: in Missouri, Buchanan, Caldwell, Clay, Clinton, and Ray. Flash flood watch remains in effect through Saturday morning. The flash flood watch continues for portions of north-central Missouri, northeast Missouri, and northwest Missouri, including the following areas: in north-central Missouri, Davis, Grundy, Harrison, Lynn, Missouri, Mercer, Putnam, and Sullivan. In northeast Missouri, Adair and Schuyler. In northwest Missouri, Andrew, Atchison, Missouri, DeKalb, Gentry, Holt, Nottoway, and Worth. Through Saturday morning, thunderstorms will develop throughout the area this morning, with additional development possible this afternoon through Saturday morning. These storms could produce very heavy rainfall over an area that is already saturated from recent storms. Low-lying and flood-prone areas will be most susceptible to the dangers of flash flooding. Areas near rivers, creeks, and streams will likely become flooded during and immediately after heavy rainfall. Be very careful if driving at night as flood water are very hard to see. A flash flood watch means that conditions may develop that lead to flash flooding. Flash flooding is a very dangerous situation. You should monitor later forecasts and be prepared to take action should flash flood warnings be issued. Repeating, a flash flood watch remains in effect until 7 a.m. Saturday for the following counties: in Missouri, Andrew, Davis, DeKalb, and Gentry. At 6 p.m. at St. Joseph, light rain was falling. The temperature was 70, the dew point 67, and the relative humidity 90%. The wind was south at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.86 inches and falling. At surrounding locations, it was 82 at Chillicothe. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 76 at Kansas City, 76 at Lamoni, and 75 at Falls City, Nebraska. West and north of St. Joseph, at Topeka, a thunderstorm was reported, with a temperature of 68. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 76 at Nebraska City, and 79 at Omaha. At Des Moines, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 79. To the east of town, it was mostly sunny. It was 84 at Kirksville, and 90 at St. Louis. Once again, at 6 p.m. at St. Joseph, light rain was falling, with a temperature of 70. This is National Weather Service NOAA Weather Radio, KZZ 85 in Cameron.